This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Welcome news today for shareholders of Peloton, the fitness technology company probably best known for its exercise bikes, the ones that let you stream a spin class, which is a cycling class for us lay people, from the comfort of your home. Peloton shares closed today at $30.25, above, for the first time, its initial public offering price of $29 back in September. While the company's business model might still be trying to find its footing, it does have one critical thing going for it, Peloton does. Customers, enthusiastic ones too. Amanda Mull wrote about Peloton's clientele for The Atlantic in a story headlined, "I Joined a Stationary Biker Gang." Amanda, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You have, in the course of your reportage here, and I guess maybe in life as well, you've taken these classes. What are they like?
Yes, I went to the studio where Peloton films their classes, which is open to the public to take classes every day because they need people to sort of fill out the look of being in a spin class. You know, I am a person who is very skeptical of most things, but I found Peloton pretty compelling. I was really set to hate it, but I felt very supported and very positive about the whole thing.
Well, and that's the gist of this piece, that it's really the community that Peloton is building that is their competitive advantage, you think?
Yeah. I took a class at one of Peloton's competitors, a spin studio, just to get an idea, because I have never felt, you know, I'm a fat person. I have never felt welcomed in any of these spaces. And in this other class, this more sort of traditional type of spin class, you know, the instructor was up there telling everybody that they needed to pedal harder so they could slim down and wear a tank top, you know, at the then upcoming warm weather. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, in the back fat and already wearing a tank top. So I don't, you know, and it's just like little sort of casual things like that that make a lot of people feel like they can't start working out, like they have to lose a lot of weight or change themselves before they're even allowed to take part in something like this.
So how do you reconcile what you write about in this piece, which is Peloton's culture of acceptance of you for who you are getting on that bike with their advertising? And for those who might not have seen it, they're always in really she-she apartments that overlook a city, and it's gorgeous and all glass walls and the people are perfect, and so is their apartment at an annual rent of probably $11,000.
Yes, I think that one of the things that Peloton is going to have to overcome is the idea that they had sort of built themselves up in people's minds as something exclusive and something for corner office type folks.
Right.
It's going to take some time, and I don't know if they're going to be able to do that, you know, super effectively, but I think that they've understood that they've tapped into a desire that is far larger than just rich people.
It also takes $2,200 to buy one of these bikes.
Yes, the bikes are expensive.
Yeah.
At a SoulCycle or a Flywheel, your spin classes are going to cost $30 to $40 a piece. And if you buy a bike in your home and take the classes at home, the bike costs like, I think it was like $60 a month plus $40 for the membership while you're paying off the bike. So if you're the type of person who wants to take three spin classes a week, you know, the math works out okay. But, you know, there's so many people who don't want to finance things, who can't get financing. The price tags on the bike and the treadmill and the things they make are, you know, pretty shocking at the beginning.
Well, what about you? I mean, you went into this expecting to hate it. You called your editor when you were done and you said you think you love it. Did you buy the bike? Are you going to buy a bike?
I would buy the bike if I had space in my apartment for it. Unfortunately, I live in a New York apartment. But I did come home after that first Peloton class and sort of look around my apartment and be like, okay, what can I move? Yeah. What can I get rid of? What, you know, where might this go? For the story, I talked to a group of plus-size Peloton riders who, for a lot of them, it has been really, really key that they can do things at home because, you know, people who are just starting to work out a lot of times feel like people at gyms or in exercise classes are going to make fun of them or they're going to look like they're obviously newcomers. And that is something that holds a lot of people back. So I think that there are a lot of people who like sort of want to believe. Right. And Peloton's success or failure is going to hinge on whether or not they can make the math work out for people, I think.
Amanda Mull writes a column at The Atlantic. It's called Material World. Most recently about Peloton and the Stationary Biker Gang, which I love that title, I got to tell you. Amanda, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.